Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 271. I hope you all are well. I wanted to discuss something which we do hopefully every single week, and that is the tefillah or the poem of Lecha Dodi. So just a little bit of background. Lecha Dodi comes before Shabbos as part of what we call Kabbalat Shabbat, the acceptance of Shabbos. Now, this acceptance of Shabbos comes whether or not you like it or not, comes with the sunset. There used to be a custom, and not even so long ago, that people would go out and greet the Shabbos. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Kama, the Amar Rav Chanina bo v'neitze l'kra Shabbos Malkasa. Rav Chanina would say at twilight, he'd say on the eve of Shabbos, either he would say, come let us go greet the bride, the queen. Some think he said, come and let us go and greet Shabbat, the bride, the queen. But either way, there would be this idea of going out and greeting the bride, the queen, which was Shabbos. Rabbi Yana Misatef, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yana would wrap himself in his talus, the koi, and he would stand up, and he would say, V'amar bo'ikala, 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 come bride, come bride. It is, so it's appropriate, we see, to go out and greet the Shabbos. Now, the formalization of a Kabbalah Shabbos, saying a particular formula before Shabbos, is of relatively recent vintage. Even in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, there was a debate about whether or not some communities said Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, which is the one chapter in Tehillim, which seems to be the song for Shabbos. It's the song we've chosen to sing on Shabbos. But that wasn't even something which everybody did. And that would be it, even in that time. But the mystics in Sfat in the 16th century turned Kabbalah Shabbos into a thing. They would have groups, they would get together, they would say different paragraphs. And so we've come upon the practice as we have it now. Most of Kabbalah Shabbos nowadays is Tehillim, different chapters of Tehillim. There's six chapters, probably representing the 6 days of the week. And then there's this Ana B'Koach, and then there's Lecha Dodi. Now Lecha Dodi is a composition. It's not like Tehillim. It's not something which was old and we're just using it as if it's for another purpose. The Lecha Dodi was written by Reb Shlomo Algovitz. If you've been to Tzfat, again in the 16th century, and if you've been to Tzfat, you could see his grave. It's on the hill over there in the Tzfat Cemetery. And you know that I think this is probably of the most recent things in the Siddur, one of the most recent tefillos in the Siddur, one of the most recent songs. So I just want to focus on some of the elements of it and some of the motifs, some of the more surprising things in Lecha Dodi. First of all, it's probably well known. Lecha Dodi has his name in it. So the first one, of course, is Shamar V'Zacha. The first stanza begins with a shin. The second is Lekra Shabbos. Then is Mikdash Melech. It spells Shlomo Halevi, which was his name. Shlomo Halevi, Shlomo the Levite. Now this actually answers, ironically, one of the interesting questions that exists in Lecha Dodi. In the very first phrase, in the first stanza, it says Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad. Shamar V'Zachar, referring to the two words used as the descriptives of what you're supposed to do on Shabbos in both of the Ten Commandments. In one, God says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. In one, he says, Shamor. The Gemara says, Shamor v'Zachar b'dibur echad. One represents the positive, one represents the negative. But if you actually look at the sequence, the first time in Yisro and the second time in V'Yeschanan, Zachar actually comes first. So why is it Shamor v'Zachar? So there are interesting answers that are offered. But really, it's probably because Shlomo Alkabitz begins with a shin, and therefore Shamar has to go before Zachar for it to rhyme. Now, one of the very interesting things about Lecha Dodi, other than that, is that most of it doesn't actually talk about Shabbos. Only a few stanzas talk about Shabbos. The rest talk about the Beis HaMikdash. And that's, of course, because part of the Shabbos theme is the idea of end of times, the idea of repairing the world, and getting it to the state where it's supposed to be, coming to realizations through imagining your relationship with God and our relationship with Shabbos, which offers us that opportunity, and coming to this end, which focuses on the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and the way things ought to be. This Shabbos of end of times, Shabbos of the future, where everything hopefully is what we've worked and prepared for. So that Shabbos idea that we have in comes up many times throughout the themes of Shabbos, is really what Lecha Dodi is replete with. It's replete with the notions of the future and, you know, sort of mourning over the Beis HaMikdash, but a hope for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. I want to focus on some particular things. Why do we turn around at the end? So Eli Munke has a beautiful paragraph on this. He says, when we say Baruch Allah at the end, come my bride, he says, may the Shabbos then thus enter into our midst and find harmonious response in every heart and spirit. May it be welcomed as the crowning glory of the nation that is wed to it. And even as we delight in the Shabbos, so may the Shabbos too have cause to rejoice in us, and may it find a secure place in the midst of God's own chosen nation. While chanting these words, the congregation turns to the west, to the door of the house of God, as if to give reverent welcome to a beloved guest that is about to enter, and bows westward, as it says, Baruch Allah, but immediately thereafter, the worshippers turn eastward once again and bow in the direction of the Holy Ark. So this is, of course, the famous custom that at the end of Lecha Dodi, at the end of the whole thing, we have Boi V'Shalom, the last paragraph, the last stanza, and everybody turns around towards the door. Rav Soloveitchik would say that in Europe, he saw people did more than that. They would actually walk all the way to the back door. They would really follow that Gemara that says Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yana would get up, they would put their talis on, they would go out to greet the Shabbos. They wouldn't go out into the fields, so much so as they would in Tzfat in the olden days, but they would all the way walk, they sort of personify the Shabbos and assume that the Shabbos was like a being, a thing, that they would go out and greet. The things that we do on our exterior can inspire our internal side. So it's really interesting. I found another reason, for this custom of turning around, which also maybe should have us thinking a little bit when we come into Shabbos. I saw it in two places. It's Hilusa Avraham says, quoting the Tamim and Hagim, here's why we turn around before Shabbos. So there's an idea in the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, the Mishecharav Beis HaMikdash, since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there used to be a place in the Beis HaMikdash where people would congregate, Avelim mourners would congregate, Chasanim would congregate, Hiskinu Shahayu Chasanim V'Avelim Holchon LeBeis HaKnesses. Mourners and grooms would go to the shul. And we would go and take that opportunity, as we do nowadays, actually right after the Chododi, to notice the mourner and to make a comment to the mourner, usually the famous formulation of Hamakom Yinachem Eschem Sochar Avelitzin Yerushalayim. So he says, that's what it comes from. It comes from so you can know who there is to console, who there is to be misameach, while you're turning around. And that's sort of a way to reference, as you're in the beginning, in the front of shul, just to see who's behind you. It's Hilusa da Avraham, commentary on the Siddur, says another, he says this even further, he says, Kimiachar da hakahal terudim b'chol hashavua. All week long, we're busy, we're working, we're doing the things that we think are so important. De'enim yedun al avelos l'simcha. We don't know what's going on with other people's lives. We don't really get or appreciate or are sensitive or empathetic to the plight or even to the celebration of others. So that we would know that there is an avel, so that we would know that there is somebody who needs our help. We would turn west so we can see the person. And so in this idea, the turning around is not just to greet the Shabbos. The turning around is also in order to make sure that you are able to look around at your community. Have the opportunity to turn around and look at your community to see whether or not you have fulfilled your obligations by every single person in that room. Hopefully everybody is in shul, and hopefully you'll do this past just people who are formally mourning, or past people who are formally in trouble. But here it offers us an opportunity to turn around literally and to reflect back on the people behind us to see whether or not they need any help. There are a lot of very lofty ideas in the Lecha Dodi, things that I think require more explanation, and if anybody would like a longer recording on that, let me know. I'd like to just share one last idea of Rav Hirsch. There's a bit of a controversy about who Dodi is, and you can imagine, is it God? Is it your friend? Who are we talking about, Lecha Dodi? So I'll just read one line from Rav Hirsch. He says, Likras Shabbos. What does it mean to call out to Shabbos? It's the call upon all the members of the Jewish community to welcome and receive the Shabbos as the source of all blessings. True, even as the sages have said it, the Shabbos is the most precious pearl that God could give his people from his treasure chamber. Happy is he who, in keeping with the purpose of Shabbos, welcomes that day by placing himself and his whole world together with all of his endeavors and ambitions, his successes and failures, his gains and his losses at the feet of God. Our sages have taught that a person who follows this course, knowing that he has either fulfilled his duty entirely, or at least made atonement for past error, and who, for the 24 hours of the Shabbos that follow, does not permit himself even to think of his ordinary weekday pursuits, with each Shabbos receives me'ein olam haba, a glimpse of the bliss of the world to come. May we all enjoy that glimpse, may we all enjoy that bliss. Have a great Shabbos, and accept the Shabbos deliberately.